Hey there, welcome to a quick review of the Roosters game. This is Sharkcast Pod. My name is Sam Shenazzi, and I'm on my way home from the historic Sydney Cricket Ground, where some Roosters fans saw some history, and in my car, so excuse any audio that may not sound as pristine as normal during the week. The show is brought to you by Dyson Logistics and the Royal Motor Yacht Club in Port Hacking, and of course the legendary Jason Hawes of Crips and Crips. Sharks lose 26-18. They led by 14 points. There's a lot of stories in this game. Some more HIA incidents. Both Wade Graham early and Josh Dugan second half was missing. That's a bunch of our left side, which is not an excuse, but just letting you all know that was very much another riveting piece of HIA injury, which we can't seem to avoid these days. In a sense, a brave effort again, but this week, the words brave are not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking they really let that game go. Second half, the Roosters forwards just monstered ours. I thought the one percenters we were doing so well in the first half went missing in the second half, giving away cheap ball on the attack, barely a repeat set from our playmakers, and some really poor defensive reads. The try that got them ahead, I think it was the second last try, came from a crazy play where one of the Roosters players got an offload away with three of our guys just sort of standing around, and you've got to do better than that. And the Roosters are an amazing football team, but tonight they weren't that amazing. We just let them back into the game. And really disappointed in that effort. First half was fantastic, scoring nice tries. I was really impressed with the fact they weren't chancing their arm too much when they got into that 14-point lead initially. They were playing good football still early in the second half. Obviously, the last 20 minutes was a different story. Some cheap penalties, some cheap restarts, some silly discipline from a few guys, including Jesse Rami and Chad. And I think as a whole, just disappointing. Forwards have got to do better than that. The forwards, particularly some of them on big money, need to do better than that. Again, I understand you play big minutes, but they let that one go. 14-point lead. There's a lot to learn and a lot to improve on if you've got a 14-point lead and you let that go in that fashion. A little bit worried about Wade Graham. It's going to become a media thing, obviously. 2 concussions in 2 weeks and short turnaround against Newcastle this Friday night coming, so he'll be very unlikely to play that game. And you'd think he's only a couple of head knocks away from some serious consideration about his future. That's another story, a worrying story. In this day and age, we've seen Jake Friend retire this week, and hopefully Wade's going to have a long career as a Shark still to come, but that's a bit of a concern. He's got his head in the wrong place from what looked like on the replay on the screen, so I'm just a bit disappointed. Can't hide it. Cannot hide it. And you could see it coming, but it doesn't mean that it's excusable. And it's another game against a top 8 team that they let go. And when people let us know that we haven't beaten a team in the top 8 for a long time now, it's all very well for us to go, oh, we led the Roosters by 14. We went close against Canberra. We missed goals. No, we lost. We keep losing to these teams that are better than us. We beat the teams that we're better than. We lose to the teams that are better than us. And until they change that, until they change that storyline, it's going to be the storyline. And that's going to affect people's futures. And that may not be fair, but that doesn't really matter at this point. Also, going side to side so much for the whole game does not work. And it was shown in the second half. They kept doing the sweep play to Will Kennedy, who had a dynamite game, by the way, which is brilliant. But that second half, the Roosters were onto it, and they needed to change things. They didn't. And it led to a few drop balls, guys getting pushed into touch. Ronaldo was one, Will Kennedy was one. and the teammates weren't there to help them. So I think it's going to be an interesting video session this week for them, and a lot to learn, a lot to improve on. I feel like they got a little bit too adventurous in the second half, is what I'm going to say. I stated before, probably from 40th to the 55th minute, they looked pretty good. I liked the way they were playing. They weren't going too nutso. Something clicked, and they threw the game plan out, and it got a little bit touch football-like. They weren't kicking to the corners at all, and the repeat sets were gone. So they gave the Roosters every opportunity, and you can't do that against a champion in the club like the Roosters. Doesn't matter if their halfback is playing his second game. And we dominated him for a large part of that game, but they gave him just enough chance to show what a great little player he is already, and he changed the game for them. Some really poor defence on our right edge, Chad and Ramin in particular, and it's just another game that got away. Imagine if we'd beaten the Roosters, even by 2 points, let alone 14 points or more. It would have been talk of the town. Respect would have been huge. Now we're just a team that tries really hard. I personally want more than a team that tries really hard. Absolutely, it has to be one of your key attributes. And I'm proud of the way that they try hard. But you've got to use your brain, you've got to use your muscle. In the last 20 minutes, they did not do that. Absolutely recognise they were down two players, two key players, two experienced players, two talented players, but that's no excuse. They're up by 14. 14 points. Love to know what you thought of the game. Sharkcastpod@gmail.com. DM us on the social medias. The talk about the coach is only going to intensify now because for the board and for the club, it gives them a little bit more confusion as to whether Bomber is their guy or not. And absolutely, you cannot blame the coach for the loss tonight in the sense that he wasn't out there and he wasn't letting these things happen. But it comes back to the coach, right? It's barely the players, it's usually the coach. If they're stalling over whether he's a top four coach or not, games like tonight are a dagger. And that's not coming from me, that's coming from all the whispers coming out of the boardroom and out of the clubhouse. Hopefully we can jag a win against, well, we've got to beat Newcastle next week because they're terrible. But the Dogs after that, I think, and they're terrible. So that's two wins that you have to win. And with our form, we should win. But then I think we've got Panthers, Storm around that time, might be the other way around, but they're coming up. They're going to be must-win matches for a lot of people off contract. And whether that's right or wrong, fair or not fair, that's how it's going down. So, and that's if we get through the next 2 weeks with two wins. Win tonight against the Roosters and just relieves a little bit of pressure for everyone involved. Looking forward to watching the replay, as sick as a thought as that is, both for my work and also just for the podcast and for my own benefit. SCG is a pretty hard place to watch a game, I tell you. But yeah, a bit of a sour taste in my mouth as I drive home. Thought Will Kennedy was fantastic. I want to need to brighten up here a little bit. Thought Will was fantastic, even with a few errors there. Keeps improving. I liked having Jesse Ramian back because he gives a physical side to us that some of our other centres don't. But he needs to improve on when and where he gets physical like that. He needs to be a lot smarter because he did some regrettable things tonight. So I'm looking for him to improve. Thought Moylan tried pretty hard tonight. Chad was obviously following a line from the coaching staff of where to kick, and he kicked there most times. Defensively, an off night. He's going to have to improve on tonight's performance last week. Man of the match, pretty much. So a little bit hot and cold for Chad. And forwards in the first half were terrific. Second half, not so much. We will give you a deep analysis of the game and everything else that's going on in Cronulla Clubland in the next episode. Probably drop Tuesday or Wednesday night. Don't hold me to it, but it's usually when we will record. Again, thanks to everyone who's been listening, and thanks to everyone who's been letting us / me know what it means to you, how much you're enjoying it. And I can tell you that I'm really enjoying it too. And it's pretty much my favorite time of the week is when I hit record. Not tonight, but when I'm sitting opposite another shark nut and talking until I can't talk no more about this rugby league club. I hope everyone's doing well. These are tough times. Hopefully tough times don't last. And I'm not talking about rugby league. I'm talking about times. So be well, take care of each other, and it's on again next week. We've got the Knights on a short turnaround on Friday night up at Newcastle. They were woeful today against the Titans. They've got some injury concerns, although Ponga is back and he looked okay. He had some errors in him, obviously, but he looked okay, and it won't be an easy game. And we've got the Dogs after that, who actually scored, I think, 18 points against Melbourne, but conceded 52. So, in all reality, we've got two wins coming up, but you need to earn those wins. You can't just tick them off. So, interesting to see what's going to happen with Wade, his concussion. I want to see a smarter football team this week. I really do. I thought tonight, as well as they were playing for 50 minutes or so, they really, really let the Roosters back into it. And a lot of it was through ill discipline and not smart football. Absolutely some missed tackles and absolutely some great play by the Roosters, but it's my belief from what I saw that we let them back in and we gave them that. Anyway, I think that'll do me for now. Thanks for putting up with me. I truly appreciate it. Speak to you during the week. This is Sharkcast Pod. Thank you so much for your support. Up